Amazon is expected to jump into the smartphone market today for the first time, 7 years after Apple first introduced the iPhone, which means more competition for Apple, which is already revamping its creative marketing department to try and stay on top. Here and Now media analyst John Carroll is with us in the studio to discuss. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what's going on with Apple in the marketing department?
Apple is flailing about a bit. The death of Steve Jobs really set it back. He had the vision, both in the product and in the marketing. They've also had made some serious missteps. They did a campaign called the Genius campaign, which did the seemingly impossible, made Apple geniuses look like idiots. And they're still sort of recovering from that.
So what are they doing now?
Well, they're doing a couple of things. One is they're beefing up their in-house agency. So they have about 300 in-house staffers. They're beefing it up to 1,000. A lot of companies, what they do is they have an in-house agency that does corporate communications, employee relations, that kind of thing. Then they have an outside agency that does the consumer advertising. So that's true. But the second thing they're doing is they're getting into what they call jump balls, which is a bake-off between the in-house agency and their outside agency, Media Arts Lab. And so sometimes the in-house wins, sometimes Media Arts Lab wins. And it's sort of this Darwinian system that they've concocted.
And by the way, Media Arts Lab, if I'm not mistaken, is they only have one client,
exactly.
And that's Apple, right?
Exactly. It's Apple. And so this is pretty unusual. One of the other unusual things is, and I'm not so kosher, is that they're poaching executives from Media Arts Lab for their in-house agency. So there's a lot of tension and there's a lot of anxiety going on.
How unusual is it for a company to have both an internal and external agency competing on an ad campaign?
It's pretty unusual. I mean, usually they divvy up the work. And in this case, you know, Apple's saying to Media Arts Lab, show us something on the iPhone 5, and they show them, and Apple says, you know what, we like this one better.
Okay, let's listen back. I just want to remind people of some of Apple's famous ads. This is 30 years ago when Apple first introduced the Mac computer.
We shall prevail.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh, and you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
Now, that ad aired during the Super Bowl. Then there were the I'm a Mac ads with the older, nerdy guy representing PCs and the young, hip guy representing Macs.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. We've got a little network going here, and it was very easy to set up.
We speak each other's language.
We share our internet connection. There are all sorts of things we do together. Who now? Who's this now? What's...
Oh, this is that new digital camera from Japan. Just came out.
Hajimemashite.
Hajimemashite.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Wait.
Okay, so, John, these days, how is Apple doing? How is the marketing affecting its bottom line?
The marketing is affecting its bottom line because they're basically promoting features rather than new products. Apple's always been innovating, bringing in the next big thing. The next big thing is Samsung's tagline at this point. They are actually positioning themselves as more progressive, more innovative than Apple. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to promote features more than products, and it's a sidetrack that's really sort of hurting them, slowing them down.
John Carroll is Here and Now media analyst. He's also a mass communication professor at Boston University, and we've got a link to his blog at our website, hereandnow.org. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.